murder yet again in California. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This kind of shooting is horrific. It's a tragedy that we hear about far too often.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus. There are actually shootings at two locations in Half Moon Bay.
Now, authorities have arrested 67-year-old Zhao Chun Li in connection with the shootings. Police say he traveled to a mushroom farm where he opened fire, killing four people and injuring a fifth. He then went to a second location 2 miles away where he shot and killed three others. Now, authorities say the victims were likely Chun Li's co-workers. The San Mateo County Board of Supervisors say he was a disgruntled employee at one of the locations he shot up.
Fox's Brooke Singman. This is 2 days after the shooting in Monterey Park near Los Angeles at a dance studio left 11 people dead. That gunman killed himself. His motive still unknown. There was also a shootout last night not far away from what happened last night in Oakland. One person killed, seven others wounded. No arrests made there. It's leading to more calls for more gun control. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom says they have to look at current laws
to see if there are gaps, to see what was missing, and constantly look to improve things.
President Biden's calling on Congress again to ban so-called assault weapons. There was another shooting in Iowa.
Police in Des Moines say officers found two kids shot and a teacher hurt at a school program housed in a business park near the downtown area. Those students were taken to a hospital where they both died.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Four more members of the far-right group Oath Keepers convicted of seditious conspiracy charges for their roles in the 2021 Capitol riot. The founder was convicted in November.
Prosecutors say Oath Keepers intended to use force to keep former President Trump in office. Defense attorneys argued there was no plan and downplayed messages as bluster. The Justice Department is also pursuing sedition convictions against members of the Proud Boys.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
He was the FBI's special agent in charge of the Bureau's counterintelligence division in New York from 2016 to 2018. Now Charles McGonigal has been indicted, accused of secretly working for one of the Russian oligarchs he was supposed to be investigating. McGonigal's pleaded not guilty to charges of violating U.S. sanctions and money laundering, accused of taking cash from a Russian billionaire to get sanctions lifted on him while investigating a rival. Speaking of sanctions, the U.S. and our allies have imposed more on Iran for human rights abuses.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says the latest sanctions imposed by the U.S., the U.K., and the European Union on Iran will affect 10 individuals and one entity, including Iran's deputy minister of intelligence and key commanders in Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, calling the move
the latest of numerous tranches of sanctions made in close consultation with our allies and partners and aimed at Iranian individuals and entities connected to Iranian authorities' cruel and violent crackdown against peaceful protesters.
The Iranian government has been carrying out public executions for protests over the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody over claims she violated a law requiring women to wear headscarves in public. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
People living in the U.S. who are not citizens cannot vote for president or in federal elections, but they can vote in other contests in some places, including now Vermont.
The Vermont Supreme Court looked into two separate bills which changed the municipal charters in the cities of Montpelier and Winooski. They allowed legal residents who are not U.S. citizens to vote in local elections. The state Supreme Court ruled that voting in such elections does not violate the state constitution. These bills were approved in 2021 by the Democratic-controlled state legislature, vetoed by Republican Governor Phil Scott, but then the legislature overrode his vetoes. John Saucier, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly, coming off a second straight day of big gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.